Siman Shin Beis. Here we're discussing the Malacha Malabing. Malabing literally means bleaching, whitening from the Lashon Lavan. So if I would take something which has in it coloring, whether it's a dye or it has dirt that's making it not look white, and I make it white, I was over on Malabing, which is white. Then we have what's called kibbutz. Kibbutz means washing. I'm washing something. Obviously, I'm washing the dirt out of the beged or whatever it may be. According to Rashi, kibbutz is also part of the Av Malacha. According to the Rambam, kibbutz is a tolda of the Av Malacha. In the kibbutz process, in the washing process, there are three stages. There's removing the dirt through soaking it. Soaking, obviously the goal of it is to remove the dirt that's absorbed in the fabric. How do I do that? By step number one is soaking. I soak it in water, or I pour water over it, I rub it, and then I wring out the water. And we're going to talk about each one of these steps separately and what comes out of them. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav over here in the Kachas Achrin, at the end of Shin Beis, he explains to us that Malachas Malabing is similar to Malachas Tzeveya. Tzeveya, I'm giving a raw material, I'm giving the wool a coloring, a red color, a blue color. Malabing, I'm giving it a white color. Except what? By Tzeveya, I'm giving it a new look. I'm taking a beged and giving it a new look. Malabing, sometimes it's just bringing it back to its old look, right? I have a white cloth which got dirty with some stains. Removing those stains, I'm being malabing, I'm bringing it back to its old look. But today I'm adding a paint, a dye to the cloth, which is giving it a new look. For example, the Mishbura brings down, if let's say I took a piece of pishtim flax, and I put it in the sun, and or I put it next to the fire, or the example that the Mishnah talks about is unin shel pishtim, pieces of pishtim that they would put in the oven. Over there, I'm not even using water, but what I'm doing is through the heat of the sun or the fire, it's getting back its look. It's getting back its look. So that's what's happening by malabing. By other malachas, we really find other malachas. There's always something. There's always a change of it, right? Let's say bishul. I'm taking food which is not edible and making it edible. There's always something being created in the malachas. Malachas, the 39 malachas of creativity, where I'm creating something. There's a shinoi. Usually the creation is in the thing itself. The thing itself is changing, right? Hoytzah is a chiddush, because by hoytzah there's no change in the object. What's hoytzah? Where I'm carrying it from one rishus to another rishus. The object itself is the same exact object that was in point A that's now in point B, but it was just brought from point A to point B. Tzedah, tzad, is also an interesting malacha, because there's no real change in the object itself. I'm capturing the animal, I'm confining his freedom. So he's the same animal as was before is now. But those are malachas, they're called malachi gruois, both of them. But in general, all malachas, there's some kind of shinoi happening, and that's what we're looking for. What is the change in the object that's happening over here that is the goal of the malacha? And with that, I'll be able to understand what else is included in this malacha. So over here, the change may not be in the material itself, but it's in the look of the material. It looks nicer. It's more wearable. It's something which is, there is some kind of change over there. Therefore, we're going to find that there are certain tanayim, certain conditions over here in this malacha, which we do not find by other malachas. And something very interesting, when we go to Sif Aleph, we'll see that over there there's halach which is totally in the bailim of the beged. the bottom of Makpid, and not Makpid. What does it have to do with these Makpid or not? Did he create something here or didn't create something? No. His Hakpada is going to be what creates the creativity over here, because if he's not Makpid, he didn't change anything. The change is that through, as we'll see clearer when we get to Sif Aleph, we'll talk about over there shaking out dirt or water from that's in a baggage, shaking it out. There's different tanayim, black baggage, white. What are all these chilukim that we see over there? So it's going to have to do with this idea of what malabin is. But the general way of doing malabin is through kibbutz, washing, and washing is done with water and detergent, right? When you wash your clothing in the wash machine, you put it in the machine, and then you put in the fills itself up with water. There's detergent over there, and then the machine fills up with water. It sits a little. The clothing sit in the water, and then goes through the process of the shift process, where, and then goes through the wringing process. And those three steps are the three steps that we see over here. Sif test. I told them to see the Maram Kaimis and then see Sif test. So Sif test teaches us the Shriya. There's another chish by Malabin, is that even though there are three stages in the Malacha Malabin, each one on its own is Asa. Each one on its own is Asar. Shriya means soaking. So if I soak a dirty bag and I take a dirty bag and I throw it into, right, what happens? This comes up often. It's a big challenge, right? So in his nice fancy suit or her fancy skirt got dirty, and you're worried that what's going to happen if I wait until after Shabbos, the stain's not going to come out. It's going to ruin the baggage. So what do you want? Let me at least just throw it into to something of water, a pail of water. Let me at least pour water over it. No pouring water over it. Can't pour water over it. Pouring water already is the beginning of the process, and that alone is also asa. As we see in the Mishmura, to pour onto a stain water, even if your kavanah is not to clean the stain, your kavanah is that you just don't want it to get worse, right? You don't want it to settle in. That's also a problem. There is a discussion if, let's say, I would use, again, it might not be a practical solution, but let's say instead of using water, I'm going to pour wine over the stain on the beggar, and somehow wine would be better than that oil stain. I don't know what, if there's an example. If there's malabin by other mashkin or not, or maybe it's only with water. But that's what it means. Shriyase zeo kibuse. Shriyase zeo kibuse. What does shriyase mean? Soaking is kibus. But this is true when? When is this true? This is true by a baggage of cloth. My clothing. A clothing, something that's made from wool, from cotton. A baggage that's made from cloth material that the stain gets absorbed in the fabric, it gets absorbed in it. Then, for me to soak that, to put water on it, is a problem of malabin. What happens if I have something of leather? Right? The Shulchan Aruch says over here, that let's say I have a minnow. What's a minnow? It's a shoe made of leather. So then the halacha is, So litein mayim means it's mutter for me to pour water onto the shoe. I can pour water, right? So this dirt stuck to my shoe, to my boot, and I'm pouring water over it. The shach shechay lechayra means not only am I allowed to pour water on it, but I could also rub the dirt lightly, right? While it's wet, I can rub it lightly. But the meshav shake, to go ahead and to scrub it one end on the other end, that you're not allowed to do. By leather. So what's the din? Right, that's by leather. Because the minnow is leather. What's the din if, let's say, I have plastic or or rubber or anything like that. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Zalman speaks about it, and they say something very interesting, both of them, that it would seem in Svara that it should be like, let's say you have a plastic tablecloth. You want to clean the plastic tablecloth, a thick plastic tablecloth, that disposable one. You want to clean it, if you know what that is, used to be such a thing. A plastic tablecloth or something of rubber. So they both say in Svara it makes sense that you should have a din like R, like leather, where you let it pour water onto it, even though it seems to be better than leather, because at least soft leather, it does absorb a little, absorbed into it a little. But then they go ahead and they both get stressed out about it, and they're like, I don't know, it's a new material, I don't know if it's exactly the same. Not, even though they start off like, a net of rice, you see, it's mamish like R, it's better than R, and then they're like, okay, you can pour water on it, but don't rub it too hard. Do it lightly. Lightly. That's what they say. So in general, now, you have to keep in mind that sometimes you have a leather shoe where there's mud stuck to it, and you want to pour water over it and rub it, but you may not even be able to pour water over it because the stitching on the shoe, this thread, which is cloth, that's Asa Mishriya. So, you have to be careful about that. Okay, so this Shriya. Shriya is step number one. Is Shriyas is El Kibbutz is by a Beged, by Aretz, not Isser. Then we have what's called Shifshuf, which Shifshuf means I'm rubbing one end against the other end. The Bi'alach is Mechadish Achidish over here, that even if I'm not taking one end and rubbing against the other end, but even if I'm rubbing it very hard with my hand, or I'm power washing it, right? I'm spritzing the water it's a strong flow against it, which straight, it's power washed. That also would be cleansed. Other Achayim, they say, it says here, Litemai, Umishach Shechai. And then it says, not to do Tzide Zelze. Shmuel says, no. So others hold that we could rub it hard. Akabanim, we have shifshuf. This iser is shaykh to even those things that are not absorbing the dirt, like leather. Now the third step is schita. Schita is wringing out the water, which takes out all the leftover dirt that's in there, goes out with the water. Now, schita is part of the lashon. The Rambam is why schita asa. The Rambam says because you might see hamayim shabai, you're taking out the water that's in it. And then he goes on. He feels like you need a hezbi. He says because schita is mitzarchei akibas. And then he gives us a mashal. K'may megis mitzarchei abishal. What's Magus? Magus is stirring the food in the pot, which is included in this Abishal. Why the Rambam says Holarichas over here? Just say, Schit is one of the steps of Kibbutz. Like I said at first, Schit is part of Kibbutz, and Kibbutz is also the beginning of Schita. No, he says, Shemitziya Mayim, he's stressing the point over here that what makes Schita us is because you're removing the water, which with the water comes out the left of the remaining dirt that's in there. So you're cleaning the begging. Even though, he's bothered with a question, Rama. Even though, theoretically, if I just let the begging sit around and dry out on its own, the water would leave on its own. The water would leave on its own. It would dry, would evaporate, and the dirt would go with it, probably. A lot of the dirt will go with it. But, so you don't really need me to do the schita. No, but since you're quickening the process by doing the schita, you're over. Like Magus, we're over there, the food's going to cook. Just by stirring the food in the pot, it cooks quicker. Abinezer takes out a big aside over here. He says, you see from this halacha that even though of not actually doing the cooking process. Over here, I'm not actually doing the leaven. It's really happening on its own. I'm just quickening it up. So we will see cases of leaven where you may not even be. Okay, we'll get to those cases. Fine. So you have schita that's squeezing. Now, sometimes you can have a case of schita. Now, keep in mind, every time you're talking about squeezing liquid out of a salad, you always have to make two cheshbonos. There's two types of schitas. Schita malavin that we're learning about in Simshin Beis. Then there's what's called schita de mefarik, which is a told of dash, which is in Simon Shincha. What's schita de mefarik? Dash is threshing. What happens when I thresh? I have the little kernels, like a little ball, sitting in the chaff, which is the shell around it. Through the threshing process, I crack the shell, the kernels fall out. And then I take the kernels, I grind them, and I make flour, and then I bake a challah. But the threshing process is extracting the kernel from within its shell. So anytime I extract something which is within something else, for example, I have a fruit, I squeeze the fruit and the juice comes out, that's dash, that's mefarik. Mefarik is... you're taking it apart. You're taking out. You have one item over here. You don't have two. I have one item. I have an orange. The orange consists of the eating part and the juice. I'm extracting the juice from within the orange. That's mefarik told the dash. So if I have a cloth, I have my shirt. My shirt is wet from water. And I go ahead and I wring the water out. That's schita malabi. If I have a shirt that's soaked with wine, and I go ahead and I squeeze the wine out of the shirt, so according to many Rishonim, that's schita of mefarik. Because even if they squeeze out the wine from the shirt's still smelly from the wine and still dirty from the wine. So I haven't cleaned the shirt. But what I did do was, I now have a nice cup of wine. I squeezed out the wine into a cup and I have a cup of wine. So I got now a cup of wine. The Gemara talks about the girl, the Yoledes, who needed oil. So she needs oil. How are you going to get her the oil? So the Gemara says, right, there's a Rishus Rabban that they had to go through. So they're looking for a shinui. So the Gemara says that her friend should soak her hair with oil. And then when she gets back to her, squeeze the oil out. Where's the schita? This is what gets out of it. The question is what the Gemara's teretz is. Which leads us to another discussion, which, keep in mind, we will talk about. Why, when washing dishes, right, I have dishes after the suda, the dishes, I have dirt on it, stuck to the dirt. Sometimes it stains the dish even. Where I scrub and I wash it. Halacha and Shinchav Gimel is I'm allowed to wash the dishes Friday night to use those dishes Shabbos morning. What happened to Malabain? I'm cleaning the dish. Why is that any different than cleaning my baggage from the stain that's on my baggage? Well, I have my face, right? You ever eat something and get smeared on your face, some chocolate or ketchup or something? It happens. Right? So you want to wash your face. So I'm washing my face. How am I allowed to wash my face? And it says, but first you can wash your face. How can I wash? I'm being malabim. Malabim, clean my guf. And then if I have a beard, especially if you have a sphere beard, so while you're washing your face, you're also squeezing water out of your beard. Is that a problem or not? There's chitam, there's shriya, there's all different things. I'm rubbing my face with shifshuf. Is that a problem or not? So Pashtas, what we're going to learn is that Malabin is a malacha that shaykh to beg it, something that's a begging. We make begotten from wool, from linen, cotton, we make begotten from leather also, right? You have a leather jacket. You have leather shoes. So therefore, those are shaykh to liba. A kli eitz, a kli mateches, a wooden kli, or a metal kli, there's no shaykhs to malabin. That's why I can wash my dishes. How about the guf of a adam? Also, you don't clean a adam, you wash a adam. You do rechitz and not niko. Anyways, plain words. But al kabbalah, this, according to many sheet, this is no malabin by a adam, therefore I can wash my face. How about the hair that's attached to my face, or how about my wife's shetel, which is not attached to any face? Right? Is there skita by Cyrus? Cyrus themselves don't absorb liquid like my clothing absorb, but liquid gets trapped between the hairs of the beard, or between the hairs of the shetel, and then I squeeze that out. So this is also a long discussion, which maybe we'll talk about, because most Rishonim learned that it has to do with Farik. Told the Dash, but we will talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. This is automatically not, it's a different question?
So that it's a different question, first of all, for 2-3 points. Let's break it down. We said on the guf, there's no malabian on the guf. My hair that, what?
Because it's not a big deal.
Right, let's use that lush. So now the hair that's attached to my face, the chayr, is part of my guf. Part of my guf. So maybe we should say that there's no leaving. Yet we find that the Mag Mishnah says that there's an Issa Drabana. Why? Because it's similar to a beged. A sack, right? You ever learned Mishnayos? Talks about sacks. What did they make their sacks out of? Hair. It was hair that they used to make the sack. So there is begotten that are made from hair. So I don't know about nowadays, but so therefore hair, even though it's attached to the guf, but maybe there's Issa Drabbanan, because people will say if I could squeeze out the water from my beard, I could also squeeze it out from a beged that's made from Cyrus. That's what people might say. Asir l'achlufi. Therefore, the Magen Mishnah held that there's Issa Drabbanan. And Moshe and Zalman and others also talk about that while you're washing your face, could be it's a psik ratio, the loy nichalei of a drabbanan, because all this is all the drabbanan. Even though while you wash your face, you're sure you're going to squeeze your beard, but as you're washing it, it's loy nichalei, you don't care about it. Your interest in washing your face, not interest in squeezing the water out of your beard. So therefore, maybe matzah.
If you had dirt in your beard, it would be
also. So if you had dirt in your beard, so I want to get the dirt out and not the water out. I want to get the water with the dirt. Could be that would be more of a shiloh. Right. True. So we have to get back to this. But Allah Almighty, it's going to be matzah while you're washing your face. It'll be matzah to also clean your beard, that's going to be, and we'll see why. The real shayla will be also about a sheitel, where over there, let's say her sheitel got wet from the rain and she wants to squeeze the water out, that would be more of a problem, and we'll see why. Okay. Now, the other one's Sif Tes, hopefully. If you didn't see yet, you should see Sif Tes this coming week. Sif Yud is also very interesting, Allah, which the Machaber says, when you're washing your hands, Tiyasidayim of Asuda, so what do you do, Sfardim? After you wash your hands, what do you do?
Right.
Shabbos, you dry them. So the Chava says, it goes on. Chava says, you have to go like this. That's what he says. He says, Toiv l'nagvom b'koyach zu b'zu. L'hosir mehem ha-mayim. Kefi yecholte. Koyv them before you dry your hands. He says, you have to get the water off before you dry your hands. Why? is if I'm going to take my wet hands and dry on the towel, I'm making the towel wet. Shri Yasai, you know, I'll soak it out.
Isn't the water going to go back down?
Down where?
The water goes like...
So roll up your sleeves also. You should have to be careful that your sleeves don't get wet. Maybe. No? Rama says, don't worry, you got the Rama backing you. Yeshe kasu de ein lachash lezeh. You don't have to worry about it. The loy amir shri yasei b'shri yas begit zeh b'usay. Says Rama, new heter. It's derech lichloch. I don't understand. Fresh, clean towel. Right before Shabbos, we put out fresh, clean towels. I'm washing my hands with clean water. I clean my hands, right? My hands are clean. The water is clean. I'm drying it on the towel. Clean water on a clean towel. And the Rama says it's called derech lichloch. What's derech lichloch mean? You're doing the opposite of kibbutz. Kibbutz is when you're washing it to clean it. You're making it dirty. How am I making it dirty?
So why does it go to the washing machine?
Yeah. Because it's dirty? What's dirty? Where's the dirt?
Somewhere, I'm saying, everyone, no one likes like those, the
Mishnah style. Because people use it for other things. No, seriously. But I'm saying, we only wipe our hands on it. Why does it go to the washing machine? Because there's dirt there? What?
I got the dirt.
You use it for your hands?
I use it when I wash my hands clean. Right, it's all clean water, clean thing.
It's like out of the dryer.
What?
I got the dryer.
Right, why don't you just put it in the dryer? Why are you putting it in the washing machine? You should put it straight in the dryer. Just dry it and then use it again. Teretz is that you're saying something. You're saying a vart over here. You're saying a vart over here. Which is a chiddush. And that's the chiddush of the Rambam that the Mechaba wasn't so convinced about. That even though I am... What am I doing over here? I'm using clean water or a clean towel... And still clean be'etzem, but since it's on its way to the washing machine, it's called derech lichloch. Derech kibbutz is in the process of cleaning something from dirt that's in it. Over here, I'm using it in a way that no one's going to call this cleaning. It's not derech hamachapsim. Yeah, you have to think about it. Why don't you think about it? Think about what the vart is. Think about it. If we can apply it to other things also. That's going to be the question, if we could apply it to other things. And then we have another very interesting machlekes in Ramah, which I want you to read very carefully, because I think most people don't read it right, that the Ramah in Siftes says, if I have a clean baguette, naki, clean, straight from the factory, I bought material, clean, white, beautiful material. Can I make it wet? Can I make it wet? The Mechaba says, yeah. Says Rama, oh, one second, yesh oishrim. B'cheir amine, don't make it wet. Shru says, toiv lahachmer. It's a clean baguette. Over there, I'm not drying my hands on it. I'm just pouring water over it. Where's the lichloch? No, over there, I don't have derech lichloch. I have iser. Shri yasai. Zui kibusai. What kibusai? So you'll tell me, no, it doesn't really mean clean. It means it's not dirty, but it's not clean. Could be. But read Ramah. Ramah says, the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because you might come to Schita. That's what he says. People read it as Shriya. So I always ask them, so Shriya, how could there be kibbutz over here? There's no kibbutz, there's no dirt. Ah, look closely at the Ramah. Ramah says, because you might come, oh, now we have a new sugya. That there are many things which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to make it wet, even though the making it wet should be muta, but we're worried that you'll come to schita. Gzeira that maybe you'll come to schita. Many gemaras in a few different places which are going to come up also. Okay, this is just the overview of what we're going to be dealing with, and hopefully we'll be able to take it piece by piece and get clarity as best as possible, and have a wonderful Shabbos.